Okay, today is Daf Nun Beis. We are on Daf Nun Beis. I believe we're at the second line from the top. Nun Beis Amid Aleph, second line. Now, the Savri Beis Shammai, does Beis Shammai hold the Birchas Hayom Adifa, that Birchas Hayom is better, and that's why we say, according to Beis Shammai, we don't hold like this, but according to Beis Shammai, you say Kiddush before Yayin. First you make Kiddush, then you say Bor Priya Gafen. We don't hold like that, but Beis Shammai hold like that. Is that true? That Beis Shammai says it's better? V'atanya, Hanichnas Lebeso, if somebody comes home, but Matzah Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, comes home from Avdallah, and Mevarech Ala Yayin, he makes a bracha on wine, Vala Ma'or, and on fire, Vala Basamim, and on Basamim, V'yachakach, and after that, Omer Avdallah, he makes Avdallah, V'mein Lo Ela, Kos Achas, and if he only has one Kos, then Menicho La'achar Mazon, then he uses the same cup for benching, thank you, U'mashal Shalit, I call La'acharav, and he makes the same bracha, the same kos will be used for benching and for Havdalah. But what do you see from here? The Yayin comes first. Right? Because the first thing we said was, you make a bracha on Yayin. Not Havdalah, nothing else. Yayin comes first. Right? So you walk in Matzah Shabbos, make a bracha on Yayin, then Ner, then Besamim, then Havdalah. And if you have to bench also, you bench all together, you bench also in the same cup. You only have one cup. So you see, Yayin comes first. We're going to answer at the end of the page, at the way down, we're going to answer, no, because there's a difference between Shabbos coming in and Shabbos going out. Shabbos going in, we make Shabbos as early as possible, we make Kiddush first. Shabbos going out, we delay it as much as we can, we make Havdalah the last thing, right at the end.
Is the Brisa suggesting you don't actually drink the wine?
Says Tosvos, Hachamashma, Shemutu Litam, Kodam Havdalah. So, we'll get to that, so second Tosvos says that. Eat before Havdalah, can't be, right? So you make a Hayayin, you don't drink it till after Havdalah. Wait till the next Tosfos, okay? So the Gemara says, first the Gemara says, V'havimayze b'shamayhi. First of all, who said that it's even b'shamay? This is an anonymous brisa. Who said it's b'shamay? Dilma b'shamay, maybe it's b'shamay. So the Gemara says, no, let's look at that. That's impossible. Diktani, because it says, Ma'or v'achakach besamim. First you make candle, and then besamim. Who said that? Beitzil. Beishamai. Right? Uman shmas leid isle l'hai svara. Who said that? Beishamai. Why do you make a haner before besamim? We'll see later. Beishamai holds. Because a ner, the hana is immediate, and by besamim it's not immediate. Why would Beis Hillel say the other way around? I forgot why. We'll do it on my base. Anyway, Beis Shammai.
I don't understand why it's immediate. Why it's one more immediate than the other?
Because you have to actually go over and smell it. Here, you're just looking at it, so it's more immediate. That's why you make the bracha first. What was the reason why Beis Hillel said you make the bracha on the thumb first? I forgot. We'll look on my base. I forgot why. Anyway, Beis Shammai, D'tanya, Amar Yehuda. Lo nechlaku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel al amazon shebetchila v'al avdalah shehu basof. They don't argue on this. Ama nechlaku, what do they argue on? Anam al ma'or v'al basamim. They argue on the order of ner and basamim. Shebeis Shammai omer ma'or v'achach basamim. First ma'or, then basamim. uBeis Hillel omer basamim v'achach ma'or. First basamim, then ma'or. So uBimayde Beis Shammai hi v'alibud Rabbi Yehuda. Who said that this is all Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma maybe. Beis Hillel hi v'alibud Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Meir. Right? And then maybe it could be Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, let's look at that. It can't be. The Tani Hacha, the Masnisin, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai said, Ner Mazon, Besamim Vahavdallah. Beis Hillel Omer, Ner Besamim Mazon Vahavdallah. Fahasam, Bebraisak Tani, Emain Lo Ella, Kozecha, Minichu Lachar Mazon, wait till after benching, Umashashal Kul Lacharav. Right? So which means, you make benching first, that can't be Beis Hillel, Shmamina, Beis Shammai, Aliba de Yehuda, so it must be Beis Shammai. Mikol Makom Kasha, we didn't answer the question. The question was, how could Beis Shammai say that Kiddush comes first, and here he says Yayin comes first? And the answer is, Kasavi Beis Shammai, Shiny, Ilule Yome, Lafuka Yome. Shabbos going in is different than Shabbos going out. Alule Yome, when Shabbos is going in, Kama Demakdimin and Le'adif. To make Shabbos earlier is better, so make Kiddush first. Afuke Yomi Shabbos going out, Kama Damachri Inan Le Adif. Making it delay is better. Kihechi Delo, Lavi Eloi Kamasoi. So Shabbos leaving shouldn't look like it's a burden. Can't wait to get, can't wait for Shabbos to be over. Shouldn't have that attitude. And if you make Havdalah at the end. Fine. Now, V'savri Beishamai, Berchas Amazon to Una Kos. Does Beishamai even hold that Berchas Amazon requires a Kos? Like this price has said, if you have one cup, you're benching also, you're making B'shal Shud as a benching also, you have Votanya, Votnan, our Mishnah said, Balahem Yayin Lachar Mazon, if they bring you wine after Mazon, Imein Shemela Kos, Ach, Imein Shemela Osa Kos, if you only have one cup, Beishamai Omrim, Mavarech Al Yayin, first you make a bracha on the Yayin, V'yachakach Mavarech Al HaMazon. And then you make a bracha on Mazon. My love, the Mavarech Yilov V'shasile, you make the bracha and you drink it? Lo, no. The Mavarech Aleha Umonach Le. You make the bracha, but you don't drink it. Why don't you drink it?
You need it for later.
Right? You need it for 5 minutes later. Ay, Vamar Mar, Mavarech Tzark Shigetom. If you make a bracha, you got to taste it. The answer is, the Tomle, he tasted it. Tasted it. Vamar Mar, Tomu Pugmo. If you taste it, you make the kos into a kos pugum, and you're not allowed to do that. What does kos pugum mean?
Full.
No, it doesn't mean disgusting.
It's missing.
Yeah. Right? So look at Tosfos. The Tosfos of Taimo says, Pirush Rashbam, Dafko Lekirush Olahavdallah. For Kirush and Havdallah, Tzarech Shelo Yeheg Pogum. It can't be a Kos Pogum. Avol Shtia, Avol Lishtos, but just to stop and drink a cup of wine, and it's sitting around and it's Pogum, of course you have to make a bracha. Tzarech Levarech Olav. Afal Pishu Pogum. The Asil Lahonis Min Olam Azebel O Bracha. Can't anything without a bracha. Only Kiddush and Avdala Nami, Lomor and Elamakum to Efshar. Avali Efshar, but if it's not possible, Mavarech Afbisha Pogmo, Venosa Tocha Mayim, fine. Fine, very good.
We're not talking about benching here?
We are. So you're making Havdala and benching. So you have to make the same cup. So you're going to be Bar Priya Guffin, don't drink it. Make Havdala and keep him benching and other Havdala in between, Besamim and all that. But you leave in the coat, no drink, you make a bacha yayin, and then you do 10 other things, then you come back and drink it. So the Gemara says, no, you drank it. But if you drank it,
then it's pagum.
So the Gemara says, the tam le biyade. When you overspilled it, you put a little bit on your hand. So you slip that up from your hand, and that's how you made a bracha yayin. You drank some of it, you go to the bracha of yayin, and the cup's still not pagum. So the Gemara says, but 1 second. The amar mar, kos shel bracha, tzarech shir. But you have to have a shir. V'achal pachas le, Mishiure. It'll be less than the shear. So the Gemara says, no, do not fish late tfei Mishiure. He had more than the shear. So it's not a problem. Vaha, im ain sham ela osa kos ktani. But you think you only have one cup. The whole thing is you only have one cup. Right? So what do you mean you have extra spillover? Right. How do you have extra spillover? Yeah, you only have one cup. Well, yeah, you have one cup. Plus extra, you don't have two cups. You have one cup, a little bit left over. Yeah, trelo havi. Michad nafish. Yeah, you don't have two cups. Well, you have more than one, though. So you can spill it on your hand, be yotze the ayin, and the coast remains non-pogum.
V'atani Reb Chiya, v'shach... You want to make a bracha and just take a taste and drink a little more than...
You're going to do it later, in 5 minutes. V'atani Reb Chiya, v'shamei omrim, v'varech al ayin, v'shoseyu. But v'shamei says, you make a bracha on the wine, you drink it, v'achach mavarech brechas amazon. And then you make it in your bench, which is completely not what we just said. It's okay. There must be two versions of Beishamai. One version says to do it like that, and one version says you don't have to do that. Okay. We did that very fast, because now this Gemara is very hard. And we got to do this very slow, because it's very hard. Okay? Here we go. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai said in the Mishnah that first you wash your hands, and then you pour the cup. And Beis Hillel said, no, first you pour the cup, and then you wash your hands. So what are they arguing about? Here we go. Tadar Abaran. Okay, before we start this, just 1 minute of background. There are two things in this world that can become partially tamei. Midar Abaran. Midar Raisa is not such a thing. Midar Raisa, a human person, can become tamei, right? Part of him can't become tamei. That doesn't happen like that. Someone touches a dead body, he becomes tummy. The Rabbanim made gzira. Your hands are tummy as shenis, even though the rest of your body's tar. You didn't touch a dead body, nothing, you didn't touch anything. It's a gzera, your hands are a sheni. And you don't have to go to the mikvah to become your hands, make them not a sheni. All you got to do is a tehillas hadayim. That'll remove the tumah. Okay?
That's basically what we do every morning.
Correct.
What's that, your hands are a sheni even if you don't touch anything?
Yes. Because you walk around touching it, but you scratch yourself, you touch your things, you don't even realize it. Hands are, it's called asconios. They're busy, the hands. So they're a sheni.
A shower renders your hands.
Yeah, a sheni.
Anything, just a shower itself.
You remove a sheni on your hands by natilas hadayim. So it doesn't really matter unless you're eating. Right?
Pull out the water, taking it one step.
One second. That's number one. Number two, kalim also don't become tamei, also can't become half tamei. Can't become half tamei. The Rabbana made another thing. Yes, the outside of a kli can become tamei, even though the inside's not tamei.
What
are the kli-charis? What? Not a kli-charis, regular kli. Even a kli-charis, I think. No, the outside can become tamei. Yeah, kli-charis also. Even if the inside's not... What?
So the inside can remain tahor and on the outside it's tamei?
Yes, yes. Midrabanan. It's all midrabanan. Rashi's going to say in a few minutes, don't ask me kashas why they made this gzera and not that gzera. We don't know. They made whatever gzera they wanted, and all the gzeras are not created equal. Some things they left alone, and some things they made a gzera. So the outside of a kli can become tamei, and the inside's not going to become tamei. Rule number three. Normally, tumah goes down in stages. So you have a dead body, it's a via vosa tumah. That leads to an avatumah. A rishon, a sheni, a shlishi. There's one exception to this, which is also midrabanan, which is liquids. Liquids, midrabanan, go up a notch. So it'll go from a sheni to a rishon. Okay? Got that? With all that background, now we can know what they're talking about. Okay? Here we go. Beishamai Omer. Beishamai says, not only a dayim. First wash your hands. V'yachar kach mozgin es hakos. Then pour the cup. Why? What's going on? Shema to Omer. Moz gina sakos tchila. Because if you're going to say to pour the cup first, zero. One second. Calm. What?
I'm not saying anything.
Gzera, it's a gzera. Shema, maybe. Yitamu mashkin shachore hakos machmas yadav. Maybe. If you didn't wash your hands first, right? Shema yitamu mashkin shachore akos machmas yadav. What's going to happen is you have dirty hands, and they got wet. Okay, so your hands are a sheni. The water is a rishon, because we said that liquids go up a notch. So the liquids are going to go up a notch to a rishon. It's going to touch the back of the kos, and it's going to turn the kos into a sheni. The...
And then the wine inside?
No, the wine inside, nothing's wrong with it.
Okay.
Nothing's wrong with it. Okay. Just the kos is going to become a sheni. Now, the kos can't make your hand a shlishi.
Right.
So what? Rashi says, the Gemara is going to say, Beis Shammai holds, you're not allowed to eat at a suda with a kos sheni. You're not allowed to do that. You don't bring Tomei Kalim to the table.
And washing your hands not Nikhila Siddayim, doesn't take
no, it has no, to right. So again, Sh'imah to Omer Moses as a ghost tchila, if you're going to pour the cup first, Gzeru were afraid, Shemi Yitamu Mashkin Shachori Akos Machmas Yadav, some of the cup is going to spill over, maybe, the liquid will spill over, your hands are Tomei, because you didn't wash them yet, you're going to touch the back of the cup, you can touch the liquid part, the liquids have become a rishon, and boom, make the kos a sheni that it's touching. V'yach zuv'yitmu es hakos, and make it into a sheni, right? And Rashi points out, in the Rashi of Gzeir Hashem Yitmu, the end of the Rashi, V'yishamai Savri, Oser le'shtamesh b'kos sh'achorav tumas kilokamon. You're not allowed to use a cup that's a sheni. Why not? You're just not allowed to. Therefore, to prevent this from happening, you wash your hands first. If you wash your hands first, they're not tamei. And this can't happen. So the Gemara asks, "V'litmu yadayim lakos." Why can't your hands make the kos tamei?
Yeah.
Why do you need to pour it first? Well, the answer is because yadayim shnios hein. Your hands are shenis. V'ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, and shenis can't turn something into a shlishi if it's not truma. Can't happen. Ella al yaday mashkin. only with a conduit of a liquid, because liquids go up a notch and then back down a notch. So the liquid will become a Rishon, and they connect the kohos into a Sheni.
So when you wash your hands, your hands don't become tar.
They do.
So I understand Gemara. When how did if he's washing his hands?
When you first get the kohos.
If you don't wash your hands first, they're tummy.
What he said. If you wash your hands first,
then it's not a problem.
Second. All right. Okay.
Now Rashi says, let's look at the Rashi of El Aydei Mashkin. Shahamashkin nasin Rishon midrabanan. Liquids become a Rishon midrabanan. So the Im Tomar is Rashi, but one second, there's another rule that we're ignoring, which is that a Kli eno mekabel tuma el me'avatuma. A Kli only becomes tame from an avatuma. I can't make a Kli tame. If I'm not an avatuma, I can't make a Kli tame. My hands are a sheni. How's making the Kli tame? Even with water. How'd that happen? Only an avatuma can do that. So the Gemara says, that's hani mili midaraisa. Only midaraisa, that's true. Right? The Chacham Gazru, she mashkim rishonim mitam and kli. The Rabbana made gzera that liquids go up a notch. Why do liquids go up a notch? Why all of a sudden, what kind of gzera is that? So Rashi explains, because gzera mishon mashkin zav v'zava, because there are liquids of a zav or a zava, spit, sweat, urine, shehem avos atoma, they're avos atoma, kigon roke, like roke, mei raglayim, and urine. So therefore, when it comes to liquids, we're much more interested in making zeris. Okay. That's Beishamai. Make sense? Makes perfect sense.
The roke of a zava or zava is a rishon?
It's an av.
It's an av.
Right. So which is funny, because the person's an av.
Right.
His roke should be a rishon. It should go down an av, right. But it doesn't.
So basically, it's the same idea. It's not everything.
Exactly. Exactly. So again, according to Beishamai, why do you have to wash your hands first? Because if you don't wash your hands first, you poured the cup, your hands are tummy, right. They're going to make that he spilled over a little bit, the liquid.
Right.
There's grape juice sliding down the cup. You're going to touch that grape juice. You're going to make the grape juice into a Rishon. It's going to turn around and make the cup into a Sheni. And you're not allowed to use a Sheni to drink at the Suda. Why not? You're just not allowed to. Beis Hillel Omer. Beis Hillel says, no. Mozgin es hakos. First you pour the cup. V'yachar kach noten liyadayim. And then you wash your hands. First you pour the cup, and then you wash your hands. The opposite of Beishamai said.
Yeah.
Right? Why? How could Beis Hillel say such a thing? Says Rashi. Beis Hillel Omrim. If we skip the first three lines. Then he says like this. There's a dot there. Lamai dechashiso shloyitame hayadayim etachore hakos. The fact that we're afraid that your tame hands are going to be metame, the back of the cup. Lo chashashi, doesn't care about that. Not impressed. Why? Shafil lechatchila, mutu lishtamish b'kli shachorif tameim. You're allowed to use a cup that's tame, says Beis Shammai. It's not an issue. You're allowed to, says Rashi, I'm sorry. You're allowed to use a cup that's the back of its tame. The inside's tar, right?
How does that work? Outside is tame and the inside is tar.
It's a gzeri d'rabbanon. How can it be such a thing? So the stuff inside is tar. The outside's tame? Who cares? So who cares? It can't make me shlishi.
But why does it make it all tame?
The outside's tame. Outside, I don't care. V'tocho tahar. And the inside is tahar. Kigon zeh. Like this. Shemetame achorav. Machmas mashkin. Right? The outside became tame because of the liquids. Darminan bay. Kibishmaitin. Tocho tar. The inside's still tar. The grape juice is still tar. Hilkach, mozgin v'shosin es hakos tchila kodin atila. I'd rather pour the cup first. Pour the cup first. I don't care if the outside, I don't care if my hands are tummy as I touch the liquid outside, make it into a rishon, make the clothes back into a sheni. I couldn't care less. Why not? Because I don't care. I don't care.
It's okay.
Right? Shimat, now he says, but if I wash my hands first, I have another problem. Shimat notlin liyadayim tchila, if I wash my hands first, shema, maybe, Yuachor of Hakos Tamein. The outside of the cup is Tamei. So it's a Gzira. Shema lo Yuhu Hayadayim Neguvos Yafa. I didn't dry my hands very good. Mimei Hanatila. When I washed my hands. So if I wash my hands first, what's going to happen? I have liquid on my hands.
Right.
The back of the cup is a Sheni. When I touch it, the liquid on my hand makes the cup into a, makes the liquid into a Rishon, and makes my hand back into a Sheni. I didn't get anything. I'm washing my hands.
Why is the cup tummy?
What? Because it just is. No. Been, the back of the cup has been tummy forever. So I don't care if I use a coast that's tummy. I don't care. So the back could be tummy for 6 months. From 6 months ago it was tummy. I never cleaned it. Now my hand is tar, but the liquid on my hand is potentially tar. It's a conduit. So when the liquid touches the cup, it makes the liquid into a Rishon.
Right.
And then the liquid touching my hand makes my hand into a Sheni.
Right.
I didn't get anything to wash my hands. Says Beishamai. It says Beishil. Don't do that. First pour the cup, then wash your hands.
What's the nakamini? You're not allowed to use a tummy cup.
No, he says you are allowed to. That's the only machlokas. That's the only machlokas. That's the only issue. That's the only issue. That issue governs what they do.
Is this why some chassidim are very machbid about making sure that the tea that they do on the tea list you're dying with is also very dry?
Maybe.
They usually washing out the cup before you.
He's washing out the cup, really.
But he's supposed to wash out the cup on the outside, not the inside.
Right. Right.
I understand that, but the outside is the ikar.
Now, v'yitmu mashkin, listen to this, v'yitmu mashkin sheyadai yamach masakos, your hands are going to become tamei, the liquid on your hands will become tamei when it touches the coast, v'yim nasim t'chila, it's going to make the liquid into a rishon, v'yachzu v'yitmu sheyadayim, it's going to come back and make your hands tamei, v'nimta, och yadayim, m'tuok m'sovos, you're going to wash your hands, you're eating with tamei hands, so you gain nothing by washing your hands. Therefore, don't do that. Okay? Yeah.
According to Beis Shammai, you made the coast a sheni, and here you're assuming it's sheni. I don't understand.
You're assuming it's sheni because they don't care if you use a sheni cup. You're allowed to. They don't care.
Why can't it be a Torah cup? And why are you assuming it's sheni? Why are you assuming
it? But if it is a sheni.
Because you got to go to the worst case scenario.
Exactly.
Worst case scenario.
Now, the Gemara asks the same question. Where am I up to? Yeah, Ubatil Omer Mosin as a coast Yachud Oli Yadayim. First, pour the cup, then wash your hands. Shema to Omer Nodal Yadayim Tchila. Because if you're going to wash your hands first, Gzeira. Now, that's just what we said. Shema Yitmu Mashkin Shebi Yadayim. The liquid on your hands is going to touch the back of the kli. Machmas Akos. V'yachzru V'yitmu Asa Yadayim. And it's going to make your hands tame again. Says the Gemara. So look at the bottom. Tosa says, "Avol besoch hasuda." But in the middle of a meal, now you're sitting there with a tummy cup. Sitting with a tummy cup. Says Tosfos, "Avol besoch hasuda." But in the middle of a meal, legal amechash. There's nothing to worry about. Same thing's going to happen. The back of the cup is tummy. I have grease on my fingers. It's going to touch the cup. And it's I'm going to take a drink of something, grease on my fingers, going to make the cup tummy, and it's going to make my hands tummy. So the rest of the meals was tummy hands. Says Tosfos, it's not a problem. You know why? You don't have to worry about that. Because a person washes his hands, dries his hands very well when he eats. Nobody does that. Nobody eats with wet hands. But to drink a cup, you're not so nervous about drying your hands so much, so it could happen at the beginning of the meal, it won't happen in the middle of the meal. And then Rashi adds,
What's the problem with eating when you're tummy?
You're not supposed to eat with tummy hands. That's the whole reason why you have the tefillah time to begin with.
Okay, but I thought you're not making, I thought it was something to make like a brush or like a...
No, it's to have clean hands. And then Rashi says, V'im tomar, pom sheish mashke tafshil tofech al yadayim. What about the tafshil wet stuff on your fingers? Now when you take a drink, you're going to touch the cup. The tuma is on the cup. It's going to make your hands tummy again through the conduit of the grease. No. Ein toras mashkin alav el toras ochel. That has the status, says Rashi, of food, not liquid. Even though it's liquidy, it's greasy. That's not considered liquid. Okay, so get out of that problem.
Can a cotton convey tuma?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
But my grandchildren are very careless about
that. I understand. V'nitmu kos liadayim. So why can't the coast itself make your hands tummy? The answer is, ain't kli matame adam. A kli can't make an adam tummy. That can never happen. V'nitmu l'mashkin shebezocho. What about the kli? What about the liquid inside? Hacha, no, the kli, shenitmu achorav b'mashkin oskinan. We're talking about a kli Well, the outside is tame, but the inside is tar. The tocho tar, the inside's tar, the gabo tame, and the outside's tame. Ditnan, there's a mission in Kalim. Kal shenit bu achor b'mashkin. Kli, shenit bu achor b'mashkin. A kli, that the outside has liquids. Today, it could be tame. Rashi says in the bottom, Rashi, again, we'll not wear my liquids because liquids have the avatoma status, which other things don't have. Tocho, if the inside is tame. Agono, the rim. Ozno is like a teacup, the handle of a teacup. It's called the ozno. And the yadov, what's a yadov? Yadov is the long handle of a long pot. It's called the yadov, two different kind of handles. Taharin, there's all tar. Why is it all tar? Because only the outside's tame, nothing else. Nitma tocha, but if the inside taka is tame, then nitma kulo. Then everything's tame. So when you think about this halachah between Meisham and Beis Hillel, the Ma'akev Miflegi, what are they arguing about? Beishamai savri, Beishamai holds, Asalish, Tamesh, Bekliyish, and Melachorov, Ramashkin. You're not allowed to use a kli that's outside is tame. You're not allowed to use such a kli. Gzeira, Mishum, Nitzotzos. We're worried about drops splattering. That's what we're worried about, right? right, that if you use a tame kli, the liquids on the outside of the kli are going to be... What liquid outside the kli? How is the liquid outside the kli? It's splashing. Poured it, you over-poured it, it splashed out, you drank it, you shook your hand, and then the coffee spilled outside of the kli. That could all happen. So because of that gezeira, don't use a tame kli. Because if you use a tame kli... Then when the liquid goes outside the kli, it's going to make the liquid into a rishon, and then whatever it touches will make it to a shein, right? So if that's your hand, then you gain nothing by washing. Because of that kzira, wash your hands first. He's not worried about that other kzira, what Hillel was worried about. Why not? Because now they use a kli sheini, that's tame, so it's never going to happen. Beis Hillel says, no. B'mashkin. You're allowed to do that. Amrinon, we say, Nitzotos, lo shchiach. People are careful. It's not shchiach for liquids to spill over. Not shchiach. Vikul HaMeshech, but you have to be worried, according to Beis Hillel, Shema Yitamu Mashkin Shebiyadav, Achmas HaKos. Like we said, you're not going to wash and dry your hands well. Your hands are still going to be wet. They're going to touch the back of the kli. They're going to make your hands tummy again.
I don't understand how this still helps according to Beis Shammai. The kos is still a sheni. It makes the liquid...
No, you're not allowed to use a kosheni. That's tummy. You're not allowed to. That's why you're not. That's exactly why you're not allowed to. That's exactly why you're not allowed to.
So you're supposed to
totally avoid. Yeah, yeah. Once you're doing that, so then you can wash your hands first. Davar Acher, another vort. Take if when Matil Sidayim Suda, you have to have right away when you wash. You have to eat right away. So my Davar Acher, what do we need a second shot for? What's wrong with the first answer? Hachei Kamalu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. This is what Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai. Lididchu, according to you, Damrisu, Arthur Lishtamesh, Beklisha Chorv, Tmein, Kazimashim Nitotos, you hold Beis Shammai. You're not allowed to use a Tamei Kli because we're afraid of splattering. Afilu Hachi, Ha Adifa, I'm still better. I'm still more right. That what? They should pour the cup first and then wash. Why? To take it, Natil Sadayim, Seuda. Because you should wash it before you eat. You wash in the beginning of the meal? Who does that? You wash right before you eat. Okay.
So according to, say, Beis Shammai, so if you buy a coffee in the middle of the street, you have to wash your hands before you drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just for the meal.
Right. So we're only miser on that, on bread. And the only time other miser is it, is if it's tibula b'mashka, at the Seder. Right? Otherwise, we're not machmer in this.
And according to Beis Hillel, you can use a
tame cup.
Tame cup.
Right. So therefore...
So if I can use a tame cup according to Beis Hillel, why do I have to... Then what he just said, if I go to Starbucks and I have a cup of coffee, I don't wash my hands.
In a maybe you don't, according to Beis Hillel. Maybe you don't. Have to think about that.
So, those Yankees who are knowing to wash before they make Kiddush, they're following Beis Shammai?
No, they're not following Beis Shammai, because they hold that the washing goes on Kiddush. Also, it's a different Indian. Okay. Although it sounds like it's the same Indian.
It does.
Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, next one. Okay. Beis Shammai said like this. Beis Shammai said that first you wash your hands, And what do you do with the dirty, with the wet handkerchief? You put it on the table. On the table. And Beis Hillel says, don't put it on the table. Put it on the chair. On the keses, on the footstool next to you. The ottoman, whatever you want to call it. Put it there. Don't put it on the table. So what's that about? So, Tarabonin. You wash your hands with a napkin. Leave it on the table. Shema to Omer ala keses. You're going to put it on the keses, on the footstool. Gzira. Shema yitamu mashkin shebemapa machmas hakeses. You have a tame keses, and the liquid's going to touch the keses. Make the liquids into a rishon, right? The opposite of it was a dayim. And then when you touch the handkerchief, the hands become tummy again. Right? Therefore, put on the table. And Beishamai is going to say, you're not allowed to use a tummy table. So therefore, we'll get to that in a second. Vinatame keses lamapa. Why can't the keses make the mapa tummy without the liquid, even if it's dry? Because ain't kli matame kli. One kli can't make a matame, another kli. Vinatame keses lagavra gufayu. Why can't the keses make you tummy? Why can't the keses make you tummy? Why do we need the liquid? The testes can make you tummy. The answer is, ain kli matame adam. A kli can't be matame a person. Now that's not 100% true. What if the Tosfos Rosh says, what if the testes was a tummy's midras, which means the zav sat on it? Okay, we're not talking about that case. We're talking about a normal case. A kli can't make you tummy. Beis Hillel omim. Beis Hillel says, ala kesses. No. Put the handkerchief, put the towel really, on the keses. Why? Shema tamar la shulchan. If you put it on the table, gzeira. Shemi tamu mashkin shebamapa machmas shulchan. It's going to make the shulchan tamei. V'yachzu v'yitamu es ha'ochlan. And then it's going to make the food tamei. So v'latamei shulchan la'ochlan shebasochol. Why can't the shulchan make the food tamei itself? Because ha'cha b'shulchan sheni askinan. The shulchan's a sheni. V'ein sheni os shlishi b'chulim. And you can't make it into a shlishi elayde mashkin, only with liquids. Mike and Miflig, what are they arguing about? Same thing. Beishamai Savri, Osila Shtamash Beshulchan Sheni. You're not allowed to use a Shulchan Sheni. Why not? Gzeira Misham Ochli Truma. Because of Ochli Truma, which is going to make the food into a Shlishi. If you use a Sheni that's a Kli Sheni that's Tameh, it'll make the food into a Shlishi.
Why weren't we worried about this in the first case? Meaning, why weren't we worried that your wet kais on the table is going to make the liquid is going to be.
Because we don't think that the liquid on the coast is ever going to touch the table. It only stays on the sides of the kli. Okay. That's why.
So why can't Yisrael eat? Why am I worried about Truma?
It's Xera, because you made Xera. That's really Xera. Ubatil Savar, Mudalish Tamesh Beshulchan Sheni. You're allowed to use the Sheni that's Tame. Why? Ochet Chuzu, Druma, Jerizin Hain. Ochet Chuma, Zariz. They don't go near you. The Kahana, they're very Nizer. Dabrach, another answer. Ain't the Tilsaim the Chulim in the Torah. There's only Tilsaim for Chulim in the Torah. My davar acher, what's the second answer? Because haki kamri le Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Shammai the following thing. V'chi temi, you want to tell me, ma'ishna gabe ochlin dechayshinan. How come by ochlin we're choshesh for this? U'ma'ishna gabe yadayim delo chayshinan. How come by yadayim we're not choshesh? Right? We're choshesh for Tumas ochlin, but we're not choshesh for Tumas yadayim. How come? Afilu haki ha'adifa, I'm still right. There's no such thing as the chul. You know why we're not machmer on the yadayim? Because there's no such thing as the chul as tumas yadayim in the Torah. We made that up. So mutav shitamu yadayim. The less ikadar raisa. I'd rather make the hands tamei, which have no source in the Torah. Al yitamu ochlin dislu ikadar raisa, which have a source in the Torah. Right, food gets tamei in the Torah. Right. In the Torah, there is such a thing as Tumas Ochlin. There's no such thing as Tumas Yadayim in the Torah. Therefore, I say the food's Tamei. The food could potentially become Tamei, and therefore put the towel on the chair. Fine. Next machlokas. Beishame Omrim Mechavdin Es Hayadai Es Habayis. First sweep the floor, and then wash my machronim. And Beis Hillel said no. First wash my machronim, and then sweep the floor. That's what's going on here. What's going on here? Tanar Abanan. Beishame o mechavdin es habayis. First sweep the floor. V'yachakach not only yadayim. And then wash your hands. Shema to Omer, not only that in Tchila, you can wash your hands first. You know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is, Nim to Atamath to Ochlim. You're going to ruin Ochlim. Why? Because there's going to be pieces of bread or who knows what all over the floor. And when you wash my machonim, the water is going to ruin the bread. Therefore, sweep the floor first, so you don't ruin any bread. If you find any bread, ooh, I'll save that for dessert. I'll save that for dinner. You'll save everything. Says Beis Shammai, therefore sweep the floor first. Beis Hillel Omrim, Avol, until Sedayim le Beis Shammai Tchila, lo Svirulei, to wash your hands first, Torah Mayim Achronim. He doesn't hold, Mai Taima, Mishum, 1 second, Avol until Sedayim le Beis Shammai Tchila, lo Svirulei, right? My time, why not? Mishum Peirurin. Yeah, exactly. Because if you wash the Tilos Daim, if you wash Avayim Achronim first, we're afraid the water's going to ruin all your crumbs. We don't mean crumbs, we mean big crumbs. Ubetil Omrim, no. Ima Shamish Tamil Chacham Hu, if the Shamish knows what he's doing, the servant, Notel Peirurin Sheyesh Bem Kizayis, he will take those away before you wash Avayim Achronim. He knows the halacha. Umeiniach pirurin she'ein behem kizayis. He'll only leave the ones that don't have a kizayis, that we don't care if they get ruined, because they're less than a kizayis.
Are we talking about bread on the table or bread on the floor?
Both. And Tosfos says one line. However, kasha l'aniyusa. It's a segula to be poor to mistreat the crumbs. You can leave them there. Let them get all dirty. It's a segula to be, it's a kashala, it's a segula to be poor, kedamin reparakala basar, like we say in Chulim. Anyway, that's why Beis Shammai said sweep the floor first. Now what you see what they're arguing about? They're arguing about if the Shammai knows what he's doing. That's the whole machlokas. The Shammai says an Am Haaretz or not. Beis Hillel says you can't use the Shammai says an Am Haaretz. Therefore it's never going to come up. Therefore you can wash the Am Haaretz first. Beis Shammai says no, you'll have a Shammai's Am Haaretz. Who won't know the halacha about Peruin, therefore you gotta sweep the floor first. Mitzayilei Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Peruin Shem Bem Kizayis, Mutal Lochem Biyad. If the less of the Kizayis, we don't have to worry about them. So the Gemara Kinnifuki, what are we arguing about? Beisil Sabri, Asul Ishtamesh Beshamesh Am Aretz. You're not allowed to use Am Aretz. Beishamesh Sabri, Mutal Ishtamesh Beshamesh Am Aretz. Yes, you are. Okay? Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Am Rabbi Chuna, Bekulei Pirkin Alachim Beit Hillel. We always like Beit Hillel. Bar mihaha, the halacha is b'shamay. Except for here, halacha b'shamay. Rav Oshi Masa Ibcha said the opposite. Uba nami halacha b'shamay. Even here, we halacha b'shamay. Next, b'shamay Omer. B'shamay said the order was ner mazon b'samim havdala, and Beit Hillel said ner b'samim mazon b'havdala. They switch around ner and mazon. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla lebei reish Rava. He went to Rava. Chazir Rava Baruch abesamim reisha. He made a bracha on b'samim first. Amalei, Michti, Beshamay Beis Hillel, Amor lo pligi. You don't hold the arguing about Maor. What do you do? You hold Beshamay? So, Tatanya, Beshamay Omrim, Ner Mazon Besam Vavdala, Beis Hillel Omrim, Ner Besamim Mazon Vavdala. Right? So, according to both of them, the Ner is first. Why do you make Besamim first? Ani Rava, Basre, Rava said, Zudiv Ramer. Only Ramer holds that. Arab Yehuda Omer, Lenachagu Besham Beis Hillel, Mazon Shitchila, Valavdala Shubasof. Aman echlaku on the middle ones. Al ma'or v'al ha'besamim. Bishamay omrim amal ma'or v'achach besamim. First ma'or, then besamim. Betil omrim besamim v'achach ma'or, which is what we do. First we make a besamim, then we make a bracha on the candle. Al Rabbi Yochanan nagu amke Beit Hillel aliba the Rebbe Yehuda. Now, why does the Ritva explains? Why does Beit Hillel hold? You make a bracha on the besamim first because it's kavod Shabbos. So the neshama yisera. That comes first. And Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai said, you make the Nair first because you see it first. We don't hold that. Beis Shammai's Nair comes first. That's why we hold. Beis Shammai comes first. That's the reason. According to the Ritva.
Are you supposed to make the light candle only at that point? No.
And Mazon is only when you only have one cup.
Right.
This whole idea.
That's right. Okay, a few more minutes. Beis Shammai Omrim, Shebara, you make a bracha in past tense. And Beis Hillel said, Borei. So Amar Rava, Bibara kuli amalo pligi debara mashma. Everybody holds bara means past tense, right? Right. if it means past tense, then why do we make a bore prehoitz? Why do we do that? The answer is because it's a pasuk that says, Borei, the pasuk says, it says, Borei, where's that pasuk? Yotze Oru Borei Choshech. Borei goes on the light. So it's by Borei it's different. That's why Beis Shammai would say that. 1 second. Yeah. Right, he says over here, because by Borei Priya 8, it's really we're thanking Hashem for every season. So which is present tense. Ki pligi b'borei. What about borei? Beis Shammai sabri borei l'asid l'mivra. It didn't get created yet. It's future tense. How can you make a bracha borei? Ubeis Hillel sabri borei nami debara mashma. It's also mashma past tense. Masav Rabbi Yosef. 1 second. Yotzei ora borei choshech. Hashem didn't do that now. He did it already. Right? Yotzei harim u'borei ruach. Borei shemayim v'noteihem. So here borei means past tense. You're right. Elam Rav Yosef, Bibara, Ubore, Kulam, Pligi, Debar Mashra. Both words mean past tense. What I said before, Bar Pri 8, doesn't know. It's all wrong. Both words mean past tense. Ki Pligi, Bimor, Umore. Arguing on that issue. Bishame Savri, Chadanur, Ika Benura. There's one fire here. Moor, one fire. Ubatilo Savri, Tuva, Nuhure, Ika Benura. There's a lot of different lights in the light, in the fire, a lot of different colors. A lot of different colors in the light. Right? Okay.
I heard yesterday, but just a coincidence, that that's why many poskim that you can't use an incandescent bulb for Abdom.
Because only one light.
There's only one light.
Tanya Nami Haki, Amalehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Harbi Ma'oros, Yesh Ba'or. There's a lot of Ma'oros in the fire, and therefore you make a Borei, therefore you make a Ma'orei, Lashon Rabim. What? No.
Say Borei or say
Borah? What?
You'll say
Borei? Yeah. We say
Borei.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here because now we're going into other things. Avodah Zara stuff. Okay? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.